This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Avery Brown, the medical director of AFC Urgent Care Centers in West Orange, New Jersey, South Plainfield, New Jersey, and Cedar Grove, New Jersey. He is board certified in family medicine and licensed to practice in New Jersey and New York. Dr. Brown, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
And thanks for your time. Much appreciated. So urgent care centers have been around for a few years, but AFC Urgent Care is truly different. Can you explain what sets your centers apart?
Of course. Not all urgent care centers are created equal. You know, AFC, Cedar Grove, we've pioneered a concept of non-emergency room urgent care as a convenient and affordable alternative to the emergency room. What sets us above the rest is that there's always a board-certified physician on shift. When your loved one gets sick or injured, you want to know that there's a physician in the office, and it provides comfort and confidence in the care that we're giving. Our patients do not need appointments. When they come into our office, we have extended weekday hours, and we're family-friendly, and we're pretty convenient for busy working professionals. And also, we work open on weekends as well. And we currently have two offices, one in South Plainfield, New Jersey, and the other one in West Orange, New Jersey. And we're pretty excited and opening the third location pretty soon in Cedar Grove. And we also will be offering another one in Aberdeen, New Jersey, in January.
Sounds like quite a facility, and really I'm sure the residents of New Jersey are quite pleased with this offering in regards to their health care needs. Now, what are some of the things that you can treat at the AFC Urgent Care Centers?
Yeah, we being family medicine trained, we have a wide range of flexibility in the examination and treatments of medical conditions. We can offer flu shot treatments and x-rays for injuries, broken bones, physical exams for Department of Transportation, work physicals, and much, much more. Again, you always have a board-certified physician on site, and we have state-of-the-art digital x-ray laboratory on site. We're able to perform occupational health exams, drug screenings, treatment of workers' compensation-related injuries. We can also do school physicals, sports physicals, camp physicals. That's pretty much sets us apart from the other places, and it also is good for parents who are time strapped for their children to get these particular physicals done. Also, me personally, as a civil surgeon, I'm authorized to do the U.S. citizen and immigration physicals to do that exam as well.
And that is super good information and certainly covering the bases as well. Now, you say it's less expensive than going to an ER. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, hospitals, they have a much larger overhead than we do as an urgent care center. And they have a lot more of cost to cover and make things a bit more expensive and have a larger staff and a larger cost to the infrastructure. At our centers, we're finely tuned to be cost efficient to patients, and the entire process in visiting us is seamless and much faster in the ER and costs much less.
And that makes total sense. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Avery Brown, the medical director of AFC Urgent Care Centers in West Orange, New Jersey, South Plainfield, New Jersey, and Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Brown, are there ever conditions when you should not go to an urgent care center?
Yeah, there are conditions that you should not go to an urgent care center. Most of them are pretty much anything to severe head injuries, severe chest pain, those sort of things that you probably should go to the emergency room initially. We're able to treat much more complicated injuries and illnesses as well.
And as far as you personally, Dr. Brown, can you list some of the conditions that you treat?
Yeah, we treat a wide variety of conditions from, you know, the flu, cough, colds, strep throat, you know, allergic reactions, hives, rash, strains, fractures, lacerations, other dermatological conditions, and infections of the eyes, and the wide variety of those particular injuries as well as illnesses we can evaluate.
Well, Dr. Brown, it's been great to have had you with us, and thanks for bringing our attention to these locations where you do serve patients in West Orange, New Jersey, South Plainfield, New Jersey, and Cedar Grove, New Jersey. We also thank you for what you do in this space as well. Where can listeners get further details on your AFC urgent care centers in New Jersey?
It would be just you can look for us online at AFC Urgent Care and just put the location, Cedar Grove, West Orange, South Plainfield, or Aberdeen, and they will be able to find our address and where we're located and our times of operation, as well as all the services we provide.
And we'll certainly include a link or links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Dr. Brown, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Avery Brown, the medical director of AFC Urgent Care Centers in West Orange, New Jersey, South Plainfield, New Jersey, and Cedar Grove, New Jersey. And for further details, visit AFC Urgent Care and the location. For example, AFC Urgent Care, Cedar Grove. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.